In Colorado, it's an especially difficult summer for anyone trying to earn a living off the land. Wildfires that have ravaged the state. After 3 years of drought, farmers and ranchers must pay exorbitant prices for hay if they can find it. Some help is on the way, thanks to a casual conversation between two brothers living in different states. We have two reports. Patty Murray of Wisconsin Public Radio begins the story in Athens, Wisconsin.
Feed corn is standing tall and green this year on Stan Genoviak's farm, same as it is in most of the state. And this year's hay crop is a barn buster. Genoviak's brother lives in Colorado and told him about the terrible growing conditions farmers there are facing. The two were talking on the phone last June when the conversation turned to the Missionary Ridge fire that swept over southwestern Colorado.
I said, I can't imagine what it's like down there right now with these fires and trying to run a ranch. And he said, oh, you have no idea. They're paying $8 or $9 for a little square bale of hay if they can find somebody that has it. Kind of off the cuff, I said, wow, you know, if we have a few weeks of dry weather, people are going to have so much hay they won't know what to do with it. And he just said, boy, too bad we couldn't get it out here.
And the Genoviak brothers decided that maybe they could. Stan Genoviak got on the phone to some of his neighbors. Finding hay wasn't the problem. Getting it to Colorado was. It fell to Matt Genoviak in Durango to tackle the problem of getting the hay to where it's needed. Truckers are volunteering to pick up the hay. Union Pacific is donating the use of rail cars. And a warehouse company in Wisconsin is storing and loading hay onto the trains. A train positions itself along an outdoor loading dock at Wow Logistics in the town of Wisconsin Rapids. Workers use forklifts to pick up huge round bales and scoot them one by one onto the train. 30 to 35 bales can fit into one boxcar. So far, 45 cars have traveled west to Colorado. Workers here are more accustomed to loading paper products or some of the 42 million pounds of cheese stored there. Rick Schlappman says the workers have never before loaded hay and are impressed with the way farmers and ranchers are helping each other.
Those that need help, they get the help. Traditional industry could learn a lot from the way that the farming and ranching industry works.
Some Wisconsin farmers know how it feels to be short of feed for their animals. Stan Genoviak says when the state suffered a drought in 1988, Wisconsin farmers were on the receiving end of the generosity of farmers in neighboring states.
I mean, they never even asked. They never knew it was coming. And one day, I know some people have told the story, one day a semi showed up with hay. I mean, they were just overwhelmed by the generosity of the farmers elsewhere.
Some Wisconsin farmers who received donated hay 14 years ago want to pay back the favor today. But the logistics are frustrating. It's hard to move so much hay from the field to the central collection point at the warehouse. And the work doesn't end once the hay arrives at the loading dock. It'll take the rest of the day to load this train. When it's ready to go, it'll be a 4-day journey to Colorado. For NPR News, I'm Patty Murray in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin.